Zaza!
Zaza, right here, brother.
Zaza, KMBR, Zaza!
Love you, Zaza. That a boy.
Now, back to Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680.
Zaza!
Sports leader.
Hey, we come by it honestly. That was the parade, Zaza. Which year? 27? I forget. I lose track of the parades.
We have multiple of them, right?
So and you were rolling by our broadcast, and you know.
Your truck kind of stopped right in front of where we were broadcasting, but it was pandemonium. You couldn't hear us, but we were trying to get your attention. Yeah, Zaza!
Look at us, man. Just a couple of idiots here. Let's give a hearty Murph and Mac welcome to Zaza Pachulia in studio right now.
Great to see you, man.
NBA champion, Zaza Pachulia.
Two times over.
Yeah.
Good morning.
How about that? Yesterday, California Open, stayed back up. Right?
How great is that, man?
First thing I do, I want to see my guys.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I want to do.
First stop on the Zaza Express, the Murph and Mac show.
Hey, flattery will get you everywhere, my friend. Yeah,
yeah.
Very good. Very good. And you brought your main homie here.
My security / assistant / friend.
A lot of times we've talked about this on
Raymond
the show.
Ritter.
Yeah. This is the one and only Raymond Ritter.
You know, we've given him, we do a year-end award show, and we have this a yearly Lifetime Achievement Award. He's won it.
You know what? He deserves award every day.
He does. Yeah,
he does.
Well, you know, we've talked about
this. He
looks
younger than the last time I saw him.
Well, he's a runner, Murph. Yeah. The man's physically fit.
Yeah.
So, Zaza, on the Murph and Mac show, we have a good time. We do tribute songs to guys we like, great athletes, stuff like that. Kevin Durant.
Paul, he's a musician. You can tell by his hair.
I grew the hair out. You know what I mean? Raymond responded well to the hair. He really did.
Showed you his prom photo.
I know. It's classic. So, we've talked about this, and I'm going to play the Zaza tribute songs in a second.
You ready?
To the greatness of Raymond Ritter, we've actually talked about maybe the first ever tribute song for an executive. It's never been done before.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But if it happens, it's going to be for Raymond Ritter. But in the meantime, we'll give you some of the sounds in the Murph and Mac jukebox.
So let's welcome him with the songs. So Paulie did not one but two Zaza songs.
Right. I'll start with the Los Lobos tribute song from La Bamba. So we rewrote this one as a tribute to you, buddy.
Start blushing, Zaza.
It's easy to sing along to.
Remix.
Catchy, huh?
This is better than the original one.
Now we're going to flamenco out.
A little outro jam, yeah.
So, as cool as that was, Paulie wasn't done. He had
another
one for you.
No, not done at all. Not done at all. So this is back in your playing days, dude. We were big fans of your game out there, the physicality. And I thought, is one enough for Zaza? I don't think so. Let's double down.
I'm ready.
It was easy time.
Zaza, 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 Zaza.
That's it.
Wow,
simple. In and out.
Thank you, guys.
Those are for you, buddy.
Way to start the day.
Yeah.
We've played them for various people through the years. We played Richard Sherman from the 49ers, and he just said, you guys are crazy.
Steph Curry.
That's what he said.
We played him for Steph Curry.
We played Steph's for him. Steph said he wanted it as his ringtone on his iPad and his alarm and all that stuff.
Kevin Durant.
That was back when iPads were real in 2013.
But nobody got two, though. Nobody got a two song.
You. Just you, buddy.
Actually,
to
be fair, because this will lead to a conversation.
Got it.
One other guy who got two is your guy, Klay Thompson.
Let's get the latest on Zaza and Klay.
How are we doing? How are Zaza and Klay doing?
Zaza and Klay doing amazing. But, you know, most importantly, he's so committed. You know, he's in the gym every single day. Now, you know, we see, you know, a lot of videos of him, you know, riding on the boat and being in the water, jumping in the water, et cetera. But this is out in the public on social media, but, you know, when he's working, he's really working. He's so locked in. And so many times he told me that he wants to get back to where he was. He wants to get back to the all-star level. And you know, this is just words, but I'm telling you the facts, the amount of time and effort he puts in the gym itself.
Right.
Because it's not out there. But, I got to tell you guys,
he's
into it.
Yeah.
He's into it. Then, you know, especially first off of the rehab is the toughest one because it's really slow motion. It's like slow process, right? Because I had that same injury, but you can tell how committed he is because there's no, you know, complaining. He just wants to get better.
It's a great story, and you're right. We all see the silly, fun Klay with Rocco, but you're saying...
Oh, behind the scenes, yeah, he's working.
There's somebody going in, and you said you had the same injury, so you can speak to what can we expect? Can he... At his age, Should we expect a slow return? Like, he made a joke about, I can't come back and do it right away, guys. I'm going to need a slow little, I can't give you 30 and 15 right away. He said, how about, what did he say? It was a joke about, how about some lockdown D? And
17 or something. Goes, how about I give you 17?
And some lockdown D.
Yeah.
You know, we have perfect example, guys. Kevin Durant, last night's performance.
40, so triple-double, 49 points.
I don't need
points.
To say anything. Like, this guy came back from this same injury,
there's
right?
There's no sign of him, of Kevin Durant being affected at all. You watch his game.
So if KD can do it, Clay definitely can do it. It's about the work ethic. It's about, dedication. And, you know, both players are one of the best athletes in the world I have played with, you know. So, the fact that the amount of time Clay puts in the gym for the rehab and, you know, every day he's reminding himself, he motivates himself, you know, he wants to get back to the all-star level. I don't see the reason why he shouldn't come back.
It's incredibly thrilling, the idea of him coming back and dominating the Western Conference, the Warriors' return. In fact, we'll talk to you about the Warriors, but you mentioned KD, so if we can steal a few thoughts on the current NBA playoffs, because that's what people are watching every night, what KD did last night.
Unbelievable. This guy.
We also got news this morning, bad news this morning. Kawhi Leonard is out tonight.
How brutal is that?
Maybe out for the rest of the series. And Chris Paul is now into the COVID protocol. Who knows what's going to happen with that? So I'm throwing kind of three different strands at you. But
first of all, I want to say so happy for KD. I mean, that guy is amazing. Like, that, you know, one of the highlights of my career is playing with him. And I think us as the Warriors fans, the people who are surrounded, around the Warriors, should be happy for him. Because he gave us amazing couple of years, and he helped us in the OG championships. And,
no doubt.
You know, he really helped our franchise to go to the next level. Elite guy. And happy for him after he going through this injury and bouncing back and, going for another title.
Yep.
What a performance.
Last night's performance, amazing.
And Giannis called him the best player in the world last night, and I was thinking, well, we got a guy right here.
How would you, if you're tasked with trying to defend Kevin Durant, like, how do you do, you really can't, there's no way to stop this guy, but what's the approach defensively?
Well, I wish I had an answer. If somebody had an answer, it's P.J. Tucker, but eventually he couldn't even figure it out.
P.J.'s scrappy, man. P.J. works.
I'm thinking Zaza uses a little old Georgian physicality.
Oh, give him that Westbrook treatment, dude. The greatest pick of all time, I'm telling you right now.
But same time to your point, we're so lucky, man. Like, you see these teams going through the injuries, right? Yeah. So now we're talking about Phoenix. Without Chris Paul, are they contenders, right? Without Kawhi, is Clippers, can they win, right? Yeah. I mean, one injury can change everything, right? So we're so lucky to win three championships. And when I was a part of the team, back-to-back championships, right? I mean, we're so lucky, so thankful, so grateful for the moment. I keep thinking about it, how lucky we are.
It shows how hard it is. And these guys aren't out of the woods. I mean, Harden's dealing with a hamstring.
Yep.
Kyrie's dealing with an ankle.
Philly with
Embiid.
He's
dealing
got
with
the
a knee.
Yeah.
My God.
Unfortunately, injuries are part of the game, guys.
Yeah.
You can't think about it. Like, my boy's playing basketball, too. So, obviously, news is out there every day, right? So they're watching a lot of ESPN. And, as a kid, you keep thinking about it, like, wow, injury might change my career or might not be able to play in high school, college, whatever, NBA. I say, you can't think about it.
No.
You just go out there, do your thing, play hard, give everything you have to this game, and this game going to award you back. But if injury is going to happen, at least you're going to tell yourself, I gave my best.
Yeah,
right? So
absolutely.
You can't think about it.
But to your point, the fortune, everything has to click. I mean, LeBron, look at the Lakers. AD and LeBron couldn't stay healthy. Couldn't stay healthy down the stretch, and they're out. So we're talking to Zaza Pachulia, by the way, live in studio.
In studio, baby.
As he said, state opens, first visit, the Murph and Mac show. All
beautiful.
Right? So, and by the way, I know he didn't do this to get mentioned on the air.
Look how nice this guy.
The kind of gentleman he is.
Yeah.
I'm of Irish descent. I've been over to Ireland, and they say, don't ever arrive with both arms the same length. That's what they say. They want you to, you got to be carrying a bottle. You know what I mean? And you showed up. You made good on the Irish proverb here. Not one, but two. These wines are from the Republic of Georgia.
Very nice of you, Zaza.
In fact,
thank
we
you,
talked
brother.
To Marcus Thompson yesterday, and we said, hey, Zaza's coming. He goes, get him going about Georgia.
We talked food and wine of Georgia.
But now we have two bottles of wine from Georgia, so thank you.
That's
publicly.
A big deal.
You know,
thanks,
every
man.
Country is something unique, right? Every country is, proud of, like, Italian pasta, for example.
Hey, come on, man. Come on. We like to eat.
But Georgians are proud of being associated with the wine.
Yeah.
It's one of the oldest countries, not the oldest, but my understanding is the oldest country that has winemaking history. Right?
Is that right?
Yes.
I love it. Yeah.
There are other countries who say the same thing, but, you know, they made the research in UK, and Georgia is the oldest country, you know, thousands of years.
Yeah.
So for us, this is most important thing that we have. One of the most important things we have is the wine. So
love it.
Again,
thanks for sharing.
Georgian
it
guy to bring the wine.
Yeah.
It really tells you how much respect I have for both of you.
Hey, I'm touched.
Mutual,
really
brother.
I am mutual.
Which is funny because Napa Valley didn't really arrive until like the 1960s, I think. There was some famous French wine contest where they won, and that's what birthed Napa Valley. So that's 60.
We're babies, little puppies.
60 years?
Yeah,
he's talking.
Yeah. He's got seniority.
8,000 years. Yeah, 8,000 year history.
Maybe you guys, Zaza goes up to Napa Valley. He's like, yeah, it's nice. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute. It's nice. I like it, but, you know, I could go back home. You know what I mean? So, back to the basketball. Tonight, Utah goes at, Utah.
Clippers.
Utah and the Clippers. Thank you very much. Phoenix is waiting for the winner of that series. When this Western Conference started, was there a team you liked? And has it changed as these games are being played, as you see these teams surging and fading?
You know, one thing I can tell you, I didn't have any favorite team, but one thing I can tell you, it was pretty, especially West, it was pretty equal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was really hard to say that one team particularly would come out and win in the West, you know. So I like the fact I was expecting and still am the interesting series, you know, and a pretty close series. So. You know, we mentioned injuries, and literally every team dealt with it. So it kind of brings a little bit of unpredictability. You know,
Denver with Jamal Murray.
Right. Absolutely. But they still had an amazing run, I think.
Right.
So I think it's an interesting series. We're going to see. Again, like I say, it's very hard to, especially now after hearing the Chris Paul's absence. So we don't know what's going to happen. But probably Phoenix, you know, looks pretty
good. You like what they're selling there? They got with Ayton down low, the big man.
It's exciting.
I thought the big man was dead. No.
No, and especially Jokic winning the MVP
award. That makes you proud. And a European too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, no, I think big man going to come in and beat whatever he's doing, you know, on the East. I think big man kind of position going to come back at some point, and too late for me, but happy for my kids.
Is it weird for you to see a guy like Giannis, who is, you know, typically a big man, but he's out there on the perimeter launching threes, handling the ball? Like, big men in this era, Kevin Durant's got a great handle. Yeah. I mean, it's just on you, because we grew up with guys like Patrick Ewing
and
who were
Zaza
just
Pachulia.
And Zaza in the paint, get the rock, try to put it in. These guys are launching shots, they're passing. I mean, the big man.
You're teaching your kids to shoot the three?
Right. It really evolved.
That's the first thing they want to do, shoot the three. It's called modern basketball, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is. Obviously, I came in the league in 2003. That was when Shaq's era, you know, and, down low. It's a lot of turn fives. We used to call it set. I mean, literally every team had a set play called turn five. It's like, you know, post out for the big man.
Mm-hmm.
And, I started playing basketball in NBA, you know, with that era, with that those guys like Shaq and Yao Ming and Alonzo Mourning, amazing.
By the way, Shaq is so funny and so humorous, and you are too.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have any little banter back and forth?
Oh, that would have been great.
Not really, but you know, my rookie I played for in Orlando, so he had a house in Orlando,
so
we actually met a lot of times, especially off season. He would spend off season there, I would spend my off season there, so. But I have so much respect for Shaq. And I tell some interesting story. First time we played against the Lakers, I was 19 years old. And back then, teams had like 6-7 centers. Because, you know, you had to use your fouls like against the Shaq because of his relationship with the free throw line, right?
He brought 30 fouls into the game.
Right. So, you know, my rookie, I was 19 years old, and I only averaged 11 minutes per game. So I wasn't playing as much, and, you know, that was normal. But, you know, for me, it was important, the growth and, you know, getting better, keep working, et cetera. So, again, we're playing against Lakers. So Kobe and Shaq in the building. Our five centers got fouled out.
So
the head coach, Doc Rivers, calls my name. I say, oh.
No.
So I'm going in the game and, you know, I had good memories though. Actually, I stole the ball one time against the Shaq and a couple points. But, you know, most important thing, the message I had to myself after I went back home, after the game, I said, if I want to stay in this league, I need to get stronger. You know, I need to get stronger. Next day, I was in the gym lifting weights. And that became my habit. Like, you know, I say, I need to get stronger because playing against Shaq really showed me, like, what this league is about.
That's a great story. Very illustrated for all the kids out there, man. Well, you got your kids on the weights then?
Thank you, Shaq. That's a young kid.
You know, Zaza, we talked about, mentioned Patrick Beverly a few minutes, or I mentioned P.J. Tucker a couple minutes ago. And he reminds me of, like, a Beverly type who's just a pest. They're practically in your uniform.
Well, then they're in your face,
right,
too.
Right, so I think about your days. Was there a guy like that where you're like, oh, man, I got to deal with this guy tonight? Like, who was a guy that
was an annoying guy?
It was always a handful for you.
Well, back then it was more than what we got now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably guys be hearing this league got soft, right?
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah,
so many people talking about it. Back then, you know, I mean, it was a different game. It was more physical, right? So hard fouls, and one of the things I learned, I mean, especially in the playoffs, like, you know, nothing easy, like, gonna take a hard foul.
Bro, I got it right here, man. Stand by. I mean, once we heard that back in the day.
Mel Kiper.
Oops, my bad. Hold on, stand by. Here we go.
Game 7!
There it is.
Not only that, and this.
Nothing easy! Nothing easy!
That is so true. That is so true.
Yeah.
So, I remember Jamal McGlure.
Okay.
We always fight against each other. Always. There was always a fight.
Just one of those things.
And one and only Kevin Garnett.
He loved to talk. He loved to talk.
He's still talking.
He's still talking to Kyrie about Lucky the Leprechaun.
He loves to talk, and I hated when somebody kind of disrespected you on the court. Yeah. So that's why every single time we headbutt each other, you know.
Good stuff. By the way, speaking of which, these Atlanta Hawks, I wonder, are you feeling, I mean, you're a Warrior, of course. You're with the Warriors front office. You're a champion with the Warriors. But everywhere you go, there's a part of you. And I'm wondering if there's a part of you looking at these Atlanta Hawks saying, hey, look at these guys. This is a pretty deep run for this franchise.
Absolutely.
Yes,
But, you know, one interesting fact with the Hawks, like, the coaches change in the middle of the season, mm-hmm. and now how far they went.
They responded.
It just doesn't happen as often. And even for the coaches, like, they would say, okay, let me finish the season, but, you know, for next year I'm going to start building, you know, better team and et cetera. So we're going to have a training camp, you know.
They
responded really well, so good to see this kind of story.
And this kid, Trae Young, when he came out of Oklahoma, they said, if there's going to be a next Steph Curry, it's going to be him. And we were like, okay, easy. Well, I mean, he's not Steph.
He's got game, though. Yeah,
he's showing up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, one thing I saw from Dirk, their play with him, that they were comparing him with Porzingis. They were comparing Porzingis to Dirk.
Right.
Every single time we played against New York, because KP was playing for the Knicks back then, he would take him to the school. And I'm so I don't expect less from Steph, obviously. It's always special when they come. I mean, it's a compliment, first of all. Of course it's a compliment when they're comparing somebody, some other player, especially young, upcoming player to you. But same time, these kind of players, they always want to show them, prove them, that who's the boss on the court?
You and Garnett, you and Jamal Malora. It's really fun stuff. So listen, the clock is here. So here's what we got to do, Zaza. Just a little quick business, a quick break. We haven't asked you about the Warriors, James Wiseman and Steph and this season and Jordan Poole and the coaching staff and all that. So why don't we do this? Tease ahead for Warriors fans. We'll dive into the Golden State Warriors run as they run to the championship in 2022, right? And take a quick break. We're going to look at our Georgian wines.
Oh, man.
And tell you, we are delighted to have Zaza Pachulia live in studio on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
You're listening to Murph and Mac, available now on your Google Home smart speaker. This is KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Just making sure that I keep my head on the swivel at all times, especially while I'm in the paint. Making sure that I tag, making sure that I communicate early with my teammates on ices and just on, like, on blitz and reds and stuff like that. And just making sure that I be the quarterback in the back, making sure that everybody is in their right position. And for me being a rookie, like, I'm just coming in because I did it at Memphis, so I feel really comfortable with it. So as soon as I came out there the first practice today, I felt really comfortable. And I was just trying to learn as much as possible, so it's been fun.
Now, back to Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Okay, you are listening to the KNBR Morning Show on KNBR and KNBR FM San Francisco, the sports leader. What a treat to have Zaza Pachulia in studio with our Georgian wines.
Oh, Paul, man.
I'm really excited about
these. Which one should
two.
I open tonight, Zaza? Which would be the proper choice for...
It depends what you're having, right? If you get white, then red, so...
I'm usually a red guy.
There you go.
I like my reds. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Oh, this is a white. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we got one of each.
It's got this little clay pot that Zaza says goes underground for months on end. That's how they make their wine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's the Georgian tradition.
Why is that for temperature and stuff?
Temperature. And also it gives the different flavor. And, it's our way to make wine.
Any chance you go back this summer to visit?
You know, my tradition has been to go back every summer. Last summer, we skipped it because of pandemic.
Yeah.
But, I'm definitely going to go after the draft and after the free agency sometime in August. And
I need Zaza back in Georgia.
So do I. I need that,
Zaza walking the streets, drinking the wine, eating the food,
seeing
the coast of Georgia, the beautiful coast.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so that was James Wiseman we just played coming back here.
Can I give a shout out real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So we were talking about you guys doing this for 15 years. It's amazing. Congrats, you guys. Seriously.
Oh, thanks.
Doing
Thank
something,
you, Zaza.
You know, for 15 years with a passion and love and, you know, with professional way, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
The guy who sits next to me, he's been in the business, Raymond Reeder, for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
Oh,
30-plus
yes.
years.
No, yeah, 30-plus.
It's amazing. And, you know, he so many times he was the, what is it, PR of the year in the sports so many times. And, you know, he really shows and proves it that he really is. Like, literally every single day he proves it. He pays his dues.
Oh.
One guy I want to mention, and I want to give a shout out, that I'm so lucky, and I'm really lucky that I got a chance to meet him, first of all, and then work with him, learn a lot of things. And he announced the retirement, Rick Welts. Rick Welts. And talking about those years, 46 years that he served for this game, and definitely helped this game so much. You know, obviously not on the court, but off the court with his experience, with his love, with his passion. So, Rick, he's just amazing. I don't know if he's listening to us, but you're an amazing human being. And thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for this game and for our organization, for this city. And for me personally, I mean,
Class act, great guy.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no question.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
We enjoy him on the show, too.
He lives forever, yeah. And it's Pride Month, and Rick is the first openly gay executive. Did a lot for that.
Yeah.
Did a lot for society, moving us forward. And also knows how to run a winning organization. It's funny, we were talking to Raymond, texting with Raymond about this Phoenix Suns team. The last time they went this far, Rick was in their building.
Yep.
And so wasn't Kerr there as
Kerr
well
was
at the
too,
same
yeah.
time? Yeah.
Winning seems to follow those guys.
Yeah.
The winners.
So James Wiseman talked on the way back. And gosh, you know, I mean, we wish it was a better opening year. Starts with the injury. You talked about injuries last segment.
Yeah.
The injury was very unfortunate. And so, what do you know? You're him. You're probably a little discouraged. You know, you didn't get to finish your season.
He's so young.
And then, of course, Zaza, there's this, the media. The microphones, the TV screens, the blogs, the texts, the Twitter. Is James Wiseman going to get traded? Is James Wiseman going to get traded? This kid now has to deal with this. He was playing high school ball a year ago. Now he's got, you know, hey, you were hurt. You didn't finish your season. Now you're on the trade. This is a lot for a kid to handle. That's a lot. We got to think about it. He's a human being. He seems like a real smart, nice kid.
Talented kid, too. So he showed flashes.
Give us your download of, like, how he handles this.
Yeah, you know, I always say that, especially to the young people. Of course, when you're talking about sports, professional sports, you're talking about talent, you're talking about, like, physical strength, like, you need to work on the skills and, you know, get stronger. Guys, it's as important to be mentally strong.
Mm.
Today's reality, whatever you just mentioned, you know, and that's the world we're living in, and especially when it comes to the athletes, and especially when it comes to the player who was drafted that high, especially when it comes to the player that he plays for one of the best teams in NBA, the Oklahoma State Warriors. So that's why it's a learning process. That's why you call rookie. You got to go through the process. Like, you can speed it up. You just have to live the moment. And, you know, every single day is a learning opportunity, you know. So consistency, one of the biggest challenges for the young players, and I'm pretty sure it's any league, you know, any sports you play, is consistency, right? So, you come, obviously, there's a reason why you drafted so high, because you get talent, so you get a promising, you know, future. But how you can catch the consistency and keep growing and keep learning. So, you know, unfortunately, you mentioned that injuries. Yes, injuries were, you know, part of the game we already talked about. And, you know, James dealt with injuries. And, you know, kind of you have to know how to deal with injuries as well. You know, some injuries are short, some injuries are long-term. But, you know, you have to learn how to deal with it as well.
Mentally?
Yeah, mentally. Yeah, you know, so what are the things you can do? Like some you know, some players feel like if they're not on the court, they're not getting better. And one of the conversations, first conversation I had with James, for example, when he got injured, I said, listen, take this time to scout the players because, you know, these are the players you'll be seeing every single night. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to know their tendencies, mm-hmm. right? So if you feel like you're not getting better, that's wrong. You are getting better. Just the fact that you knowing what each player can do, you know, so again, this is a process all of us went through, all the players went through, and, you know, it's not going to change. You got to go through this process. But overall, when you look at the whole season, these guys average, 11 points and 6 rebounds and shot over 50%?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, guys. And especially we're talking about the centers now. You know, I mentioned the era of, you know, Shaq's era where it was a lot of turn fives, right? There are no more turn fives now. You got to set the screen raw. You know, you're going to get the alley-oop from Draymond or Steph and work on the offensive rebounds. So very few players, like we mentioned Jokic or we mentioned Embiid, but the rookie years, they were not getting this kind of touches they are this year, right? So it's going to take some time for him to develop, grow, learn. You know, there'll be some mistakes done, but hey, his future is so promising. So happy to have him in our organization because he had a bright future.
Well, if you look at a guy like DeAndre Ayton, it's taken him a little time, and now he's arriving. It doesn't happen right away. All right, so you came in here for a pleasant chat and the wine. Now I'm going to hit you with the controversial question.
Oh, he's coming with the hard hitting. There we go. Get ready.
Raymond's
oh.
like, Raymond.
Raymond's like, you know, we got to go, Zaza. Let's hit the road.
Raymond's pulling him out of the chair right
we're
now.
We're on a schedule.
So just talk us through this, that the thought that Wiseman is best in the pick and roll and Steph in the motion offense is best with a pass-heavy motion offense. So how about those two things? How can they coexist?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, this is, you know, having head coach as a Steve Kerr, you know, he is the best in putting the players in the right situation. You know, of course, he has his own way to coach the team, to run the offense and, you know, play defense. But same time, he's great at balancing out of still maintaining, you know, his offensive schemes, but putting you in a comfortable situation. And when I was playing for Steve, for example, I remember I say, I like you at the elbow. Like, you know, setting the screens, DHOs, dribble handoffs, making the passes, you know, making the play. So, when you have a coach, Steve Kerr, and the old coaching staff, obviously, anything can happen, obviously. And trust me, he's gonna make sure he's getting the most out of the players.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, obviously, Kerr's record speaks for itself. Championships falling out of trees there. We're talking to Zaza Pachulia live in studio, brought by the great Raymond Ritter. Just a couple other names to talk about. Andrew Wiggins. That's a guy who came from Minnesota with this sort of cloud. Oh, he's in, quote, I don't know, underachiever. Didn't live up to the number one seed. And then you watch him play.
Nice year, man.
What do you
nice
call him, two-way wigs or just every night?
Needed those points.
He 71 games, points. 18 a game. I'm looking at the stats right now. Yep. I mean, this is a guy, if this team wants to make a run next year, what did you see from him and that reputation that followed him? He's very quiet. He doesn't seem to get caught up in the noise.
You can judge personality. Yes, he's quiet. Sometimes You wish to see more emotions, but that's who he is. But, you know, on the court, whatever he done this year, he hasn't missed any games, I believe, right?
71 games.
Yeah, that's amazing. Talk about durability.
Come on now. Like, you know, actually, I remember after one of the, here's some family things, exciting, good news, for him and his family. And he didn't miss the game. He played the game and actually, he joined his family after the game. Mm-hmm. This shows like this guy cares.
Yeah,
like this guy wants to be with in the locker room with the guys on the court and helping the team. Don't miss the game. So that's already a huge plus because we see so many guys like, you know, taking off days, you know.
Oh, gosh.
For reason, for not reason,
birthday
I don't want to judge him.
I won't mention any names, but birthday parties, you know. I can't make it next week. I got a birthday party. That's real now. That's happening.
But I think Wiggs got better this year. Yeah. I think there's definitely, we saw the growth, especially on defensive end, guys.
He's 25 years old.
No, sure.
He's a baby.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. Another name I want to throw at you is a name we were looking at in the paper today, Draymond Green. Your old teammate, this guy does everything. First of all, he's great on TV. Like in the offseason, he was sitting in with Shaq and Barkley the other night, and he fit right in. I mean, probably a basketball genius the way he talks about the game. And he wants to play on the Olympics. That's exciting news, too. But I wonder sometimes, do you think Draymond Green would ever dip a toe into the waters of coaching? Because I have to think, like, years after when he's retired, like, he would be a phenomenal coach if he wanted to be.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think Draymond going to the coaching job. You know, you got to understand coaching takes different personality and patience and nerves, especially dealing with this new generation.
There it is. Yeah.
But if he puts his mind and if he says, you know, I'm going to make it do it, he's going to do it. But I just don't expect him to being in front of the, you know, TV, watching the games 24/7.
You know, scouting.
Yeah. He can work on TV too, because his knowledge of the game and the way, what the things he sees are things fans are, you know, don't generally see. He's just so sophisticated.
Yeah, but I think it does. That's a grind. I'm surprised Steve Kerr does it too after all these years. He still loves it, huh?
He loves it, and you know, he's the best with Danny. And you know, actually, I remember our first conversation with Steve before I signed with the Warriors. He said, "Well, you know, I have a little bit from Phil, a little bit of from Pop,
that'll work,
and I a little bit of myself." You know, so a combination of those three things. I said, "Coach, I mean,
sold."
And just I don't know what more we can say about Steph. We try every morning after his dazzling performances, and I don't know if there's anything you can add to this. We can't get on the court and off the court.
Yeah, there's nothing I cannot add. There's no topic that I cannot add. One thing I'll say is just enjoy this moment that we have Steph Curry, us as a Dub Nation. Enjoy it.
Like a bottle of wine. Seriously.
Did you see over the weekend, Murph, he was opening a new playground in Oakland?
After he played 36 with Obama down in Monterey, by the way. I don't know. His talents, no. Bounds.
He makes the world a better place.
He's as happy for the 12th guy on the roster as he is for himself. Yeah. You know,
he's a very special guy.
I don't get to keep saying. Yeah.
Everything he does is a joy. There's a joy in it. Yeah. So, what a perfect example actually show your kids and this is how you approach the things.
Well, in the work, you've talked a lot in your stay here about the work.
Yeah,
work. You had to get stronger. James is going to work. Clay's working. Steph works. Huge, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that body has changed through the years.
I mean, just over a year, right? Whatever we saw last year, and probably, you know, he's a smart guy. Also, he probably told himself, like, you know, there will be a lot of pressure. I'll be taking a lot of shots. I'll be playing a lot of minutes. So physically, I just need to get stronger. That way I deal with these guys. Like, you know, so many times I mean, watching these sports shows, they're talking about, I say, it's not fair that, you know, we're comparing to LeBron because LeBron, you know, 6'9", you know, so strong, weighs this much, you know, weight. But Steph, obviously not in the category, right? But, you know, he actually put himself, you know, in a situation where he got stronger and, you know, with duration, strength, and, you know, he's with the contacts, obviously double the triple teaming, towards the end. Yeah. Oh, my God, you got 3 or 4 guys around him.
That's unbelievable. I know.
So,
well, yeah, it's funny. There's that thing, recency bias, where the last thing you saw is always the best. I'm trying to push that out of my head, but even though he was a unanimous MVP, I honestly thought he was at his best just this past year.
He had an incredible season.
What do you think? Is that
recency? I agree, but, you know, this shows, like, how much winning matters, right? So, like, I'm pretty sure if he made top 4, top 5, he'll definitely be
MVP.
You know, MVP. But just the fact that, you know, the way season ended, unfortunately, I guess, you know, that was the biggest factor, in my opinion.
Well, yeah.
We gotta let you go. Raymond's parking meter is expiring.
That was fast, man.
That's okay.
Please let him get a ticket.
Yeah. I just think, come on.
Raymond will talk his way out of it.
You know what I mean? Give it to Mr. Lankum. He said, Joe, take care of this.
And by the way, this won't be the last time you're in studio.
No, okay, get Raymond, used to it, buddy. And you're coming back.
Just on the final one is this, the Joe Lankum vision. Oh. And you guys are. I mean, we all believe that when you guys gather in the fall, you're going to try to win a championship.
No question.
Not every team can do that. But you guys are going to – I feel like, the Warriors are a championship contender. Is that too much
pressure? Okay. Every year. As far as Joe Lankum is the owner, that's how it is. And I'll tell you one interesting story. You know, before the draft, obviously everybody knows, we were in the draft room. In 2 hours, we were getting ready for the draft. In 2 hours, there was a draft. And Bob Myers getting a phone call about Clay's situation, Clay's injury. So can you imagine, from 100 to the energy went to 0.
Yeah.
And obviously Joe was part of it. And, you know, first couple of minutes, it was like trying to realize really what's going on, right? So it was a huge moment for us. And unfortunately with this news, everything just went down to 0. And actually, Joe was one of the first one who spoke, and he said, is I don't care. We're going to build it, you know, we're going to build the best version of, you know, team that can compete for the, you know, championship. So that was huge from coming from the owner. Like, even though the reality is, like, you miss Clay, I mean, you lose Clay, you might think, okay, we got no chance, mm-hmm. right? So, but he's a fighter. He's a winner. He's just like, you know what? I understand we lost a huge piece, right? But it doesn't matter. We're still going to try to build a team where it has the best chance to win it, even without a Clay. Yeah. So
that's it.
You know, that message, man, lifted everybody up.
That's the leader of the organization, the tone setter of the organization, the owner of the organization, and we see it on the court. We see the building you built. We see the wins you got. And they finished 15-5 in the last 20, didn't they? I mean, geez, it was
closed out hot.
Just a couple of weird. Ah, wish we could have beaten the Lakers.
I know that was just
well. Anyway, just more. I'll open a bottle of wine and cry about it. Zaza Pachulia. Killing it
Thank
on the
you
radio
for
live.
In, yeah,
running with the Warriors front office doing his thing. Raymond Ritter, and we look forward to the fall when we can talk about basketball.
Get
the
back
draft.
Into Chase Center, make some noise.
We wish your family a happy summer. Your boys playing basketball and your trip to Georgia to see your family and friends. A safe journey, and thanks for coming in.
Good seeing you, boys.
That's the great Zaza Pachulia.
Thanks, my man.
Polly, true friend.
You guys are the best.
You know what? Let's take him out. Let's take him out with a little music on the way out.
Yeah. Everybody, sing along, everybody, right? On KMBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Zaza!
Zaza, right here, brother.
Zaza, KMBR, Zaza!
Love you, Zaza. That a boy.
This is Murph and Mac. Stream us on KNBR.com through your smartphone or desktop. We are the sports leader.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.